Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord, glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming in your life. And we're going to continue talking about overcoming deception. Who's the deceiver? The deceiver is Satan. And we are not going to be deceived because we're going to walk in the truth. At the same time, we must understand that the activity of deceiving spirits is going forth in this day. 1 Timothy 4:1, the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing or deceiving spirits and doctrines of devils. We've got to study to show ourselves approved, one who's going to rightly divide the word of truth. It's the truth that is going to overcome deception. You will not be deceived when you know the truth and you are walking in line with it. And we saw how we can be deceived. A person's deceived if they don't know the scriptures. Get in the word of God. Know what the word of God says so that you are established in it. A second thing is because you don't know the power of God. If we don't know the power of God, then we'll be deceived. We think this is just a bunch of principles that are good to live by. But God's Word is the power of God, and it is going to produce fruit after its kind. God's Word changes us and transforms us in our life by the power of God. Another way that we would be deceived is if we follow the traditions of men. The Bible says that they were rejecting the commandment of God, and they were keeping their own traditions. If you keep your own traditions, you're going to make the Word of God of none effect in your life. Also, if you walk after worldly principles, if you walk in the ways of the world, the god of this world is Satan, and you will walk in the ways of deception. Don't walk in the ways of the world. The world's going to pass away, but the one who does the will of God is going to abide forever. Another means of deception is mixing the truth with error. And this is something that the enemy delights in. He doesn't want you to get any of the truth, but when you get some of the truth, he wants to mix it in with error. Be sure that what you are believing is in line with the Word of God, and it's the truth, and don't let error be mixed in with the truth. We also talked about in James 1:26 that if you bridle not your tongue, you will deceive your own self. We actually deceive our own heart if we don't bridle our tongue, because what you speak is going to be registered in your heart. And from your heart is where you release your faith. So you've got to be sure that you watch what you speak. It will have effect upon your heart, and you actually will deceive your heart. James 1:22, be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. If we just hear the word, we will deceive ourselves if we don't do it. We've got to receive God's word as it is, the word of truth. And when we receive it, we're going to take hold of it and apply it in our life and do what it says. Otherwise, we're really not receiving God's word according to the word of God in a proper manner. We've got to incorporate it into your life. Otherwise, you will deceive yourself. We saw in Hebrews 3 that they were deceived if we do not know his ways. Proverbs 10:17, we'll be deceived if we refuse his reproof. When God brings reproof or correction, be ready to receive it. Otherwise, you'll be deceived and you'll be led astray from the Word of God. The proud are also going to be those who are going to be deceived. The Bible says the pride of one's heart is going to deceive that person. Don't let pride be operating in your life. You need to turn away from it. In fact, the Bible says he rebukes the proud that are cursed. Why? Because they err. They have erred from the commandments. They've been deceived, and they're not walking in line with God's word. Also, if we imagine evil, if we jump to conclusions, we are going to be deceived by the enemy. Deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil. Watch that you don't imagine evil. You don't think on negative evil things about people, about yourself, about situations you're dealing with in life. And don't jump to negative conclusions. Watch that negative spirit in your life. If you have any hatred or anger or bitterness, you are going to be actually laying up deceit within you. He that hateth dissembleth with his lips and layeth up deceit within him. Don't be one who has anger or hatred or bitterness or any of these negative attitudes towards people. You are going to deceive yourself. You will not have good judgment whatsoever. If a person says they have no sin, we deceive ourselves. 1 John 1:8. And the truth is not in us. Every one of us has sinned. Praise God, we can confess our sins, and He's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If you think, though, that you're not sinning, that you've arrived, you make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. Also, watch that you don't think of yourself more highly than you ought. The Bible says in Galatians 6:3, if a man think himself to be something when he's nothing, he deceiveth himself. Don't give place to that. If you're serving diverse lusts or pleasures, you also deceive yourself. We must turn away from everything of the flesh, the lusts of the flesh, the ways of carnal living, and that is going to lead us into walking in the flesh, and we will be deceived in our mind. If we have spots and blemishes in our life, it is because of the activity of deceiving spirits. If you covet money, we saw that scripture. If you're one who has the love of money, coveting after money, you will err from the faith and you will be giving place to the enemy. We, of course, want to see God's prosperity come forth in our life, but that does not include coveting money. If we walk in the works of the flesh also, then there's going to be deception coming forth. We saw that scripture at the conclusion of the last broadcast where it talks about the ones who are not going to inherit the kingdom of God are the unrighteous. He says, be not deceived. The fornicators, the idolaters, the adulterers, the effeminate, the abusers of themselves with mankind, the thieves, the covetous, the drunkards, the revilers, the extortioners, they shall not inherit the kingdom of God. It's important that we have turned away from all areas of sin. The works of the flesh will bring destruction. And it is the activity of deception and deceiving spirits working at us through the flesh. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33, the Bible says, be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manners. Or one translation says, bad company ruins good habits and good morals and good character. You've got to be sure you don't get around people who are destructive. Keep your kids away from people that would be bad company. Stay away from people who release evil communication to you. It is going to corrupt your good behavior. It's going to corrupt your character. You've got to be around people that are going to walk in line with the Word of God. The Bible says we should not have fellowship with unrighteousness. We should not have fellowship with those that are walking in the ways contrary to the Word of God. Otherwise, we will be deceived ourselves. Over in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, the Bible says there, let no man deceive himself. In verse 18, if any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool that he may be wise. We don't want to deceive ourselves and be wise in the world. Don't be one who is pursuing wisdom of this world. Instead, pursue the wisdom of God. It comes from the Word of God. It is imparted by the Holy Spirit as you're taking hold of the Word of God. In James 1:15, the Bible says, when lust is conceived, it brings forth sin, and sin, when it's finished, brings forth death. He said, don't err, don't be deceived, my beloved brethren. These things are going to happen. Some people think they can just sin and God will kind of wink at the sin. No, when sin has finished, it brings forth death. It is bringing destruction in a person's life. Do not be deceived. The Bible declares also, don't be deceived. God's not mocked. What a man sows, he's going to reap. You sow to the flesh, you're going to reap corruption. You sow to the Spirit, you're going to reap life everlasting. That's in Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 to 9. We are going to reap what we sow, so do not be deceived. It's important that you don't give place to the enemy by walking in unrighteousness. Otherwise, you're going to be deceived, and the enemy will have place. In Romans chapter 16, verse 17, the Bible says, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine that you've learned, and avoid them. Don't get around people that cause division and offenses and strife contrary to the Word of God. Avoid them. And the Bible says that they don't serve the Lord Jesus Christ. They really serve in their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches they deceive the hearts of the simple. You've got to watch who you're listening to, because they will try to deceive you. In fact, the Bible talks about being no more children, and don't be tossed to and fro or carried away with every wind of doctrine. Be sure you check things out in the Word of God, and don't be moved by the sleight of men or their cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Don't let the deceiving spirits work against you. You also have to watch people's words. Talk is cheap. You know, we've got to be sure that people have the walk and what they're saying is in line with the Word. Ephesians 5:6 says, let no man deceive you with vain words. Don't let yourself be deceived. We're not to be partakers with them. We're now walking in the light. We're not to walk in the ways of darkness. Don't be deceived by walking in any ways that are contrary to the Word. Stay away from all alcohol. Proverbs 20 verse 1 says, wine's a mocker, strong drink is raging. Whoever is deceived thereby is not wise. No Christian should have anything to do with any alcoholic beverages of any type. It brings deception to you. You also have to watch the type of foods even that you eat. There are even deceiving foods. The Bible says in Proverbs 23:3, be not desirous of his dainties, they are deceitful meat. The word meat means food. There can be deceitful food that does not minister to your body and nourish your body. Stay away from those foods that are non-foods or that are destructive and that actually do damage to your body. You want to feed yourself with food that is going to nourish your physical body. We don't want to be deceived. We want to walk in the line with the truth. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 11:16, take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived. If you let the enemy come in and deceive you, he will lead you away from the truth. And we're going to instead overcome. We're going to walk according to the Word, get the Word on every situation, be a hearer and a doer of the Word, and then you will see that the truth, you'll know the truth, and that truth will make you free in your life. You can overcome deception. Just be willing to look at any area of your life that where you might be deceived. Get in the Word and walk in the truth, and God will set you free. We'll see you in the next broadcast. God bless you. As I